ain't a chayiv misa. If a regular Jew does one of these avoidis, even inside the Beis HaMikdash, he is not chayiv misa. And the Gemara learns it out, the Gemara in Yuma learns it out from Sukkim. For loy mishum tuma, if a kohen or anybody that's tamei does one of these avoiris, he is not chayiv misa. Rashi's loy mishum tuma, kohen tamei sheshimish. If a kohen tamei does these avoidis, he is not chayiv. Why Rashi says the zaris veshimish betuma michad kronafka. The same pasuk that says the Tzar cannot do avoidis, he's chayiv misa, the same pasuk talks about a kohen that's tamei. And these avoidis that don't apply to a Tzar do not apply to a kohen that's tamei. V'loi mishum echus, begotten the same thing, if a kohen that's not wearing his 8 or 4 clothing, it's a mechus to begotten, it's okay if he does these avoidis. V'loi mishum rechoitz yodayim v'raglayim, like this, before a kohen does the avoid, he has to first wash his hands and feet. These avoidis can be done without it. But it's a diuk though, ho makte chayiv, mashmado for kohen, or whoever would do an avoid of aktor of burning the korban, then he would be chayiv misa, whether he's a kohen betumei, whether he's a zar. So here you see clearly, a kohen that does the avoid of betumah, he's chayiv misa. Ho makte, if he does not avoid of aktor, or either a shchita or aktor of burning the korban. Rashi Homakter, Tevi Avoida Toma, that's a complete Avoida. Shein Achre Avoida, nothing else happens after you burn the korban. Chayiv Mishum Toma. Oh my Chayiv, what are you Chayiv Lav Misa? So who is Mishnah Misa teach us that a Kayin that does the Avoida Betoma, he's Chayiv Misa. So Mor says, my Lav, doesn't the Mishnah mean to say Misa? So you see clearly a Kayin that does the avoid of aktor of burning the korban, the tuma, he is chayiv misa. So it's a proof to what we had a shalom before. Rosh says, "Loi, I tell you now, there's no proof. Maybe be azara, maybe there's only a lav. That's all." Maybe here a kohen that does the avoida betuma, Rashi says loy lav. Hold the mechayev the siv loy yichalalu. The pasuk says loy yichalalu. Maybe there's only a lav, but not a chiyuv misa. Again, you have no proof. For the Mor says el azar nami li azara. So what do you want to tell me? If a zar, a regular Jew, burns the korban, he's only over lav. For your siv, the pasuk says clearly fi hazar akarav yumas. The pasuk says clearly that a zar that comes to do the avoida, he's killed. You see, he has a chiyuv misa. Mor says true, but I tell you, Hokadisa, Hokadisa, that a zar does the avoida, he's chayiv misa. But if a kain that's tamei comes and burns the korban, you have no proof that he's chayiv misa. It could be just for the pasuk lo yichalel is only a lav, not the chayiv misa. So Mor says now, Mechlal, what do you want to tell me? Learn out from here, the yoytzik or boilel lav nami loy. So if that's the way you learn shan this mish brisa, that if a kohen is makte betuma, then he's over lav. Or be mashmino, if he does the first avoidis betuma, if he's a yotzik and he pours the oil into the mincha, or he mixes up the mincha, then there's not even a lav either. For Yotanya, we learn like this: azara le yotzik or boilim inayin. How do I know there is an azara to on the avoid of yotzik of pouring the shemen into the mincha, or else mixing it? Whether it pertains to a kohen tamei, Rashi says, Hazal Yitzabela means Tumas Aguf. If the kohen himself is tamei, how do I know that there is a lav? He is not allowed to do even these avoidis of just pouring the oil into the mincha or mixing it. Talmudim, the pasuk says, Kedoshim Yiyu, Vula Yechalu. So Churi says, clear lav, even on Yitzika. And our Brisa says that Yitziki is potter, only on Akhtar is Chayiv. So we mashma clear that there is a chiyusa kain does the avoid the pitumah, at least by haktara. So Mor says no, midirabonin, this last Rashi is only the rabbonin dikalocha. Ukruas machta biyama, it's only an asmachta from the pasuk. But it could be if it does the avoid this yitzika, these first avoidis, there's no lav hatara. Only when he does the avoid of haktara, that's the avoid the tumah, that's like the end of a cycle, there is chayiv misa. There is chayiv alav maybe only. But again, there's no proof to misa. Okay, Mesa, I have another question. It says, V'yelu hen sheva misa. These are the cases that even a kohen is chayiv misa. Tomei sheshimish. It says clearly in a brisa that if a kohen that's tomei does the avoida, and according to our last brisa, at least it means the avoida of haktorah, if he's going to burn the korban, the locker is chayiv misa.
So tiyufta, here's clearly a tiyufta. And here's the clear proof to the swar. We said before that a kohen that does the avoid of a tumah, he is chayiv misa b'dei shemayim. So then it's good our Mishnah that the pirchei kuna that sees the kohen doing the avoid of a tumah, they have a right to grab him and take him outside and break open his head. Because there is a chayiv misa upon him, therefore they have a right to makariv es misasim. Gufa, what we just said before, v'yelu shiva misa. These are the cases that yichayiv misa. It says, oichel at a tevel. If any Jew, anybody eats tevel, that's fruit, with the rice, it's only the chamishas mini dogim, that if you eat a tevel, means you eat from the wheat, before you take off truma some isras, so yichayiv misa b'dei shemayim. For a koyin, tome shocha trum. A koyin, that's tome, if eats truma, is also chayiv misa b'dei shemayim. If eats truma tahir, it's chayiv misa b'dei shemayim. A regular Jew, not a kohen, if he eats truma, even truma, whatever it is, truma tameh even, he's chayiv misa. V'zah sheshimesh, a zah that does the avoid in the Beis HaMikdash, v'tameh sheshimesh, or a kohen that's tameh, that comes and does the avoidah, or else it's full yom. Even if he went to the mikveh already today, but the kohen touched the sheretz in the morning, and the halacha is even after he goes to the mikveh, he has to wait till Heresh Shemesh, till the evening, to come and do the avoidah. If he does the avoidah before Tful Yom, Sheshimish, or else the mechusek begodim, a kohen came to do the avoidah without wearing his 4 or 8 begodim, or mechusek kapara, in a case where he was a zal, and even though he had his tire in the mikveh, but he has to wait till tomorrow till he brings his korban. Before he brings his korban tomorrow, that's called he's a mechusa kapora. He's missing the korban, or else a kohen v'shalay rocha shadayim v'raglayim. He did not wash his hands first from the kiyur before he came to do the avodah, or else a shishuya yayin, a kohen that drank wine right before he came to do the avodah, or pruya rosh. He did not take a haircut the last 30 days. He's letting his hair grow long. In all these cases, he's chayiv. He's chayiv misa. Right. Now it says, Abul Oral. Abul, let's say the Kohen's an Oral. Rashi says, Shemesei Ochiv Machmas Mila, in the case where his first brother died through Mila. So in such a case, we do not have to give the second son a Mila, but our co-partum is called an Oral. Or else, Voining. If the Kohen's an Oining, that means his father's Mishmonim Mishpacha died before the Kfura, he's called an Oining. Or else, V'yashiv, if a Kohen does the Avodah when he's sitting, really he's supposed to do the Avodah when he's standing. Says the Yishoris, Derek Shiris, standing, not sitting. Ainu b'misa. If a Kohen does one of these things, he's not chayiv misa. Ela b'azara, these things are only allowed. Balmum, what's going to be if a Kohen that's a balmum, he still goes and does the Avodah? Rebbe yemi b'misa. Rebbe says he's chayiv misa. We'll soon explain this obraisa. The Chom Maimon B'Yazara, no, it's only alav, there's no Misa. Hezid B'Nila, let's say somebody goes and takes enjoyment from Hegdish. He does it B'Mezid. Intentionally, he takes something that belongs to Hegdish and he uses it for his own enjoyment. So Rebbe Yemi B'Misa, Rebbe Shitur is Yitzchayiv Misa B'Dei Shemayim. The Chom Maimon B'Yazara, no, Mila is only alav, that's all. Now, Hoichel Es HaTevel, we have the Rishon said, if anybody eats Tevel, he eats from the wheat. Before you take off your truma samaisris, you're chayiv misa. Question is, minolan, how do we know eating tevel is a chayiv misa b'dei shemayim? T'yom ha'ashimu mishum yablaza. Minay yin lo yoichel es ha'tevel. Shuba misa, how do I know this yisoy? If somebody eats tevel, he's chayiv misa. T'yachsiv the prosik says, v'lo yichallu es kotshe b'nei Yisrael. Ashirimu l'ashem. So this prosik, what is it talking about? You should not be mechallu, don't do something wrong. So idashna means, when it says, Asher Yerimu means, Biasidim Litrim, something that is supposed to have its truma taken off, and you did not do it yet, which means it's Tevel, Medaber. And it says here, Loshma Vilo Yechalalu, so how do we know it means Misa? V'yalav Chilu Chilu Mitruma. Mal Halam B'Misa, just like if a Zahar eats truma, he's Chayiv Misa, Afkan B'Misa, if anybody eats Tevel, something that's supposed to have its truma being taken off, if you eat it before that, you're also Chayiv Misa. For the Gemara, what are you making there a shava chilo chilo from truma? V'nele chilo chilo mi neiser. Learn it out better from neiser. There's also a law in the Torah not to eat a carbon after one day or after 2 days, whatever the lachas are. When it comes after its time, there's a law to eat the carbon. So why don't I learn out the word chilo that it says by neiser? It's only a law. Mal lahalam b'koris. There you chayiv koris. Afkan b'koris. I mean, if you eat neiser, you chayiv koris. So why do you say Yechayiv Mitzvah B'Dei Shemayim here? If like from Truma, learn out better
a tevel from Neisar, that you should only be chayiv koris and not a misa b'dei shemayim, or whichever one is mechamer. So Marin says, no, mistabra mitrum hevel lamelef. It's more of a svara to learn out tevel from truma than rather to learn out tevel from Neisar. Shekain truma. They both have to do with truma. Like the aveira of tevel is that you did not take off the truma yet. Chutz loretz, also that they only apply in Eretz Yisrael. No, they apply. Chutz loretz.
Right. Chutz loretz means what?
The Rashi says Simmons there. Zet truma, the zet truma. Murevis boy. Like tevel, also the aveira of tevel is that the truma mixed in it. They're not noigin chutz loretz. Truma and tevel is only noigin Eretz Yisrael, not a chutz loretz. Avu noiser noig b'midbar, but the parsha of noiser was negayev when Klai Yisrael was in the midbar, or else the v'shas heter abomis, when you have a right to make the bomas b'chol makom. Mash, when you have a right to make a bomba, you can even make the bomas in chutz loretz. So the Yisrael noiser applies to chutz loretz also. By tohuta barabim, that is a heter barabim. Rashi says, no, hutra means that there's a yesh heter lisurai. Hutra means tevel and truma, somebody could eat it. By tevel, just take off the afrosh of truma and it's mutatit. Truma is mutatit to a kain. Masheikin, noiser, there's no heter at all. But rabbim, it says loshin lo yichalu, it says a loshin rabbim by both of them. So therefore, it's more mistavrosh chilul of truma to tevel to truma than rather the loshin yochid that it says by noiser. Teiris, that they both have to do with teiris. Tevel and truma both with teiris. Noiser is not to do with peiris, noiser is with meat. Oh. And then pigol over noiser, that the parsha of pigol does not apply to truma and tevel, it only applies to noiser. So that's a svara that tevel and truma are more alike. The more adrabah, the opposite, I'll tell you a svara fakert. Mi noiser hevel elamelef. There's also a bigger svara to learn out tevel from noiser. Why?
Shekein psul oichel. The Rashi has the gears for oichlin. That means noiser with tevel shneim psul hamaichel. It's the psalm of the food itself. Nobody's allowed to eat tevel, nobody's allowed to eat noisim. Avul truma, over here, we're talking about its tor. Just the kohen has a tumas aguf on him. So it's a psalm aguf, it's a son in the kohen, not a son in the truma itself. So I should learn out. And also, Emily had to be mikvah, that tevel and noisim, there's no heter of a mikvah. Mashenkin, with the kohen is tame, if he would go to the mikvah, it would be tor, then he could eat the truma. Moshe still said, no, hanach deficient. The first way is amur. That's why it's more of a svara to learn out tevel from truma.
They're more shava b'shava than to learn out tevel from noiser. Ravina Amar chilul derab mechilul derab modif. That alone is enough. By both of them, it says loshin lo yichalalu by truma by tevel and by truma it says lo yichalalu and by noiser does not say it. Therefore, it's more shava. The Kanalima says, the Kayin Tomei, Sharchol Truma Torah, Minolan. How do I know that a Kayin that's Tomei, Hevi's Truma Torah is Chayiv Misa? The Yama Shmuel says like this, Minayin, how do I know? The Kayin Tomei, Sharchol Truma Torah, Hevi's Truma Torah. Shuba Misa's Bede Shemayim is Chayiv Misa's Bede Shemayim. The Siddha Pasuk says, Vishamuas Mishmati, Vula Yisu Olav Chet. He should watch my Mishmeris, means do not eat Truma when you are Tomei, because otherwise you'd be Chayiv Misa.
Talmud says, "Tohirin tamei aloy." Is that what Shmuel before said? That if a kohen that's tamei eats truma tamei is chayiv misa only if he eats truma tohira. But if he eats truma tamei, then he's not chayiv misa. Why? The Yomar Shmuel Amar Rav Lezer, "Mina yin the kohen tamei shochal truma tamei sheina b'misa." How do I know that if both the kohen and the truma is both tamei, then the kohen is not chayiv misa? Shenem, the pasuk says, "Umeisu boy ki chaluhu." In other words, be careful. Don't eat the truma now, because you're going to be mechalal the truma. But prat lezu, it goes out this case of the truma.